There's a rising tide of bigotry in the nation against the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community, one that demands a response from the world of the arts. The challenge is being met by a group called Artists for Social Justice, which is holding a free event this Friday called Arts in Conversation, LGBTQ+. Soprano Rachel Schutz is one of the performers. She's with us in our studio. Hi, Rachel.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Frequently, as artists, we feel a little bit outside of the, you know, the flow or the stream of society and not always able to have an impact, yeah?
That's right. You know, the number of times I've heard, oh, she's just a musician or she's just an actress. Why should she have an opinion?
Yeah.
I'd be a millionaire if I give you a penny for all of that. But,
but
as artists, we are part of society. We're concerned citizens as much as we are artists. And we have a medium. We have a voice of our own that we can express our opinion with. And so that's what this group is doing.
We have a medium that allows us to touch human emotions.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about art is that it is open to multiple interpretations and it's a starting point. You know, it's sort of a non-aggressive way of going about and creating discussion. And that's why we call our events Arts in Conversation, because we don't want to be going in being dogmatic, telling people this is what we think, this is what you should think.
Yeah.
We want to start a conversation. We want to highlight different issues, and the arts are a fantastic way to do that.
Well, there's a great deal of temptation in any kind of issues-related discussion to be dogmatic.
Absolutely. And that's unfortunately one of the reasons that we're sort of in the situation that we are in this very divided, very divisive culture that we're living in right now, where nobody can hear the other side. Nobody has enough empathy to view things from the other side. And so this event is really a celebration event. We are not here to push an agenda. We're simply here to celebrate a group of people that have had a really important role in the arts and to highlight what effect they've had on the arts.
We've certainly seen advances, certainly over the course of my lifetime, in doing away with prejudices.
Absolutely.
Particularly in this area, you know,
absolutely.
Gay, transgender, et cetera.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to deny that, absolutely. But there's work to be done. You know, we are not at an end point, if such a thing exists, in talking about prejudice and bigotry. And while it's completely admirable that we have marriage equality, for instance, that's the law of the land now, there are still plenty of laws on the books that can punish people for being part of this community. There's also not enough protections for especially the trans community right now. We've even seen our own president banning a whole group of people, trans people, from the military.
Yeah.
And so while we definitely want to acknowledge where we've come from and the progress we've already made, we also want to remind our audience that there's more to be done.
That particularly that military ban certainly had me wondering, and I think quite a few other people wondering about basically why.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the ostensible reasons of healthcare costs skyrocketing doesn't seem to make sense to me. It only makes sense to me from sort of a bigoted standpoint and a fear of the unknown, a fear of difference. And that's the beautiful thing about the arts is that it attracts all kinds of different people, and we get to interact with all kinds of people from all walks of life. And so we get to see that we don't have things to fear from people that are different from us, that we should be celebrating differences. And that's what this event is going to do.
Frequently, prejudices, hatreds, prejudgments about other people are based on some kind of fear.
Absolutely.
And clearly, when things like the military ban came about, it sadly tapped into a reservoir of feeling across the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Repellent as we might find some of these things, we have to acknowledge that there was a lot of support.
Yes, very, very unfortunately. And I think that partially comes from the unknown, the different, the fact that many people maybe don't know a transgendered person and don't understand from that they are just like us, in you know, just like everybody else, in that they have love, they have difficulties, they have strengths, they have weaknesses. They're just another kind of person, just like black people, white people, Asian people, women, men. men, yeah. gay, straight, we're all sort of different versions of the same human beings. And I think experience is a big thing. Having interaction with people that are different from you is a big thing. And seeing them as real human beings. And that's the point of all of our events, is to sort of humanize every group, every topic that we take a look at, is to show real people, to show real people in their element, especially as artists, showing what these people have achieved in their lives, and what contributions they've made to our community. We're so excited, for instance, to welcome Kumuhina to the event on Friday night. She's a Mahu activist, mm-hmm. And sort of is dealing with this being of Native Hawaiian ancestry, a Mahu, the third gender in Native Hawaiian culture, but also being a modern-day trans person. And so I think if people can sort of come and hear her story in person, it humanizes this whole group of people, and I hope will then bring empathy.
When you talk about how life experience erodes prejudice, a life in the arts, almost all arts, including yours as a singer, are collaborative.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes you realize how rich the world really is, and how important all these differences really are. It would be such a boring place if we were all the same. And all these differences come together in the arts to make for a very broad and very interesting and very rich art form, you know, art world. And we would not be able to have the same kind of interest in what we do without that.
Well, when any of us as artists collaborate with others and are boosted by when our own creative efforts are boosted by that collaboration, you do get an appreciation of the people who got you there.
Absolutely.
Right? If you're in an ensemble, for example,
absolutely,
you feel a very strong feeling of comradeship.
That's right.
Everyone who helped you make that piece of
the
music.
The arts really bring people together. Absolutely. Yeah. And then when you see that person for the person that they are, and they also happen to be, you know, gay, or they also happen to be black, or they also happen to be, you know, an immigrant. That sort of gives you then a different perspective on that person.
Well, we need reasons, most of us, to understand and appreciate other people. It might be a weakness of ours that we need those reasons, but it's kind of human nature.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Yeah, and when we have these reasons, when we see these people for the sort of the value that they bring, that can really affect our whole view on the group. And hopefully, the point of our events is to then bring empathy into the community in general.
And when you say events, you mean you're planning others.
Yeah, so we started with an immigration event that you and I talked about back in March. We had a climate change event in May. We're looking at doing an event for Women's History Month in March. So yeah, we are continuing along this path of building compassion, empathy, and love in the community.
Well, keep in touch.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Rachel. Rachel Schutz is a performing artist and founder of Artists for Social Justice. She's one of the performers in Arts in Conversation LGBTQ+ this Friday at 7:30 in the Orvis Auditorium on the Manoa campus. It's free and open to the public. You can learn more on our Facebook page, The Conversation.